I thought I'd just say a word or two about the Medicine Buddha. The Medicine Buddha mantra, and again, mantras, you'll hear different pronunciations according to the teacher and the lineage and so on. Don't worry about that. The way I've received it is Tayata Om Begantse Begantse Maha Begantse Ranza Samogate Soha. So as we know, mantras are not meant to be translated. Sometimes they are, sometimes they can be, sometimes they can be translated roughly, and sometimes they just can't be translated at all. It doesn't really matter, but Westerners particularly very often want to know what they're saying. And I understand that's a reasonable question or request, even if it's not totally valid. So what I would like to do is just say a word or two about the mantra and one of the ways of interpreting it. Om is the syllable that starts many mantras, probably most mantras, and it has all kinds of meanings, so I'm not going to go into that because that's a huge topic just for that one syllable. You can investigate that yourself. Then we have Begatse Begatse. The first Begatse, you can translate Begatse as suffering or illness or sickness or things like that. And the Medicine Buddha cures, so to speak, relative level suffering. And that's not only sickness and pain and those kinds of suffering, but also financial suffering, family suffering, nation suffering, any kind of suffering. The first Begatse refers to the Medicine Buddha's treatment, so to speak, of those kinds of suffering. The second Begatse is for mental suffering. So anything that could fall in mental, emotional, psychological, anything along the lines what you call mental suffering. Lack of money can be mental suffering. It's good to remember that the Medicine Buddha practices not just for what we would normally think of as sickness, whether physical or mental, but it's good for anything. It's good for any obstacle. If you're starting a business, do Medicine Buddha. If somebody that you know dies, do Medicine Buddha. If you want to gain merit for all sentient beings, do Medicine Buddha. The website, I believe, has some extensive teachings about the aspirations and so on. So you can inform yourself about that aspect of it. So we have Begatse Begatse and then Maha Begatse. Maha means great. This is kind of interesting, great suffering. This actually refers to what we call subtle remainders. When you commit a non-virtue and you purify it with a purification practice, essentially the karma goes away. But there remain in your mind streams very, very subtle sort of traces, you might say, remainders of that imprint. And when we get to the level of the 10 bhumis or the 10 grounds, which is a very, 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 very high level spiritual development, the last few grounds are spent by the bodhisattva cleaning those very subtle obscurations. That's sort of the final cleanup before full enlightenment is achieved. So this Maha Begatse refers to the Medicine Buddha cleaning those up. If we say this practice now, it'll save us time later when we get to the 8th bhumi or the 9th bhumi, and we won't have to clean up so many subtleties. And then Ranza Samogate Soha just refers to the Medicine Buddha is fully enlightened. He's gone beyond any suffering. He's gone beyond any karma and so on. And then the Soha is a syllable that sort of wraps it up. It's sort of like, so be it, or something like that. It sort of is an exclamation point, like, yeah, there you go. That was a good mantra. You'll see that at the end of mantras quite often. And sometimes you won't see it, but if you want to add it, you can. So that's the Soha. So that's a kind of a very rough run-through of what it might mean in one point of view. That is not to say it's the only way it can be interpreted, is because essentially anything that the Buddha says or does is infinite in its benefit. So that's some commentary on the mantra itself. And just a reminder that there are actually 8 medicine Buddhas, counting Shakyamuni Buddha, 7 plus 1. And all of the medicine Buddhas have made extensive aspirations. There's a section on the website about aspirations and what that means. But the Buddha's aspirations, the medicine Buddha aspirations were made before they became enlightened. One of the powers of the Buddha is called the power of prayer, and that means they have the power, once they're enlightened, to actualize the prayers and aspirations they made before they were enlightened. So now that the medicine Buddhas are all enlightened, these aspiration prayers can be manifested. So then the question is, how? How do we tap into all of those wonderful, incredible aspirations that were made? Well, doing this practice and receiving the blessing. So then sometimes the question is, well, what do you mean, blessings? What does that mean? Sounds good, but what is it? One way of looking at blessings is this. Say, for example, you had a supplication you wanted to make to the medicine Buddha. Say that you knew somebody that was sick. They had some problem of some sort. And so you're supplicating medicine Buddha for somebody else, for their problem. And then lo and behold, you get a phone call from them a week later that says that their doctor phoned them. There's a new medical cure for their problem that was incurable before, and they're taking the cure and they're feeling better and they're going to get over it. Now, you might say, wow, what a coincidence. You know, just a few days after I did the practice, this cure was discovered. And you can call it a coincidence, and you'd be right. Two things happen in a sort of funny way, that's a coincidence, right? But if you've done the medicine Buddha practice, you know it's more than a coincidence. That is the blessing. So what we call coincidences are very often the blessings themselves that we just mislabel. So that's something you might want to just sort of think about and practice. And it's a way of looking at it. I'm not saying it's the only way, but I think it helps when we have a few of these tips, pointers, so to speak, as to different ways of looking at and using the medicine Buddha practice. We will do the practice, and then we'll have some time for questions afterwards. If people have a question, we'll turn on the mics after we do the practice. Now, the practice that I have put on the screen is deliberately short. There's many, many medicine Buddha sadhanas. I probably have at least 10. But I'm a big fan of short practices. And this is not just my opinion, but many teachers say, especially for beginners, it's better to do short practices frequently. Do short practices and do a lot of them. Why? Because you have a limited attention span, and if you do a short practice and you're not exhausted from it, then you might do another one at some point soon. Whereas if you do a really, really, really long practice, and some of them can be really, really long, like 2, 3, 4 hours, you know, in some cases, you don't feel like doing another one the same day. Maybe not that week. You have better attention span and you have better energy if you do short practices. So what I've done is I have sort of amalgamated different practices into a very concise medicine Buddha practice. And that's what we're going to do now. I'm going to read it. If we have your microphones on, it gets really chaotic with all the voices coming and going. And so we turn your mics off in this section. But of course, you're welcome to read along or to recite along. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha's Dharma and assembly of saints through the merit I create by practicing giving and the other perfections. May I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddhas, the Dharma, and the assembly of saints. Through the merit I create by practicing giving and the other perfections, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddhas, the Dharma, and the assembly of saints. Through the merit I create by practicing giving and the other perfections, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. So refuge and bodhicitta are how we begin every practice, because that's how we become Buddhists, is through refuge and bodhicitta. Next, we do the four immeasurable thoughts, and that is a practice to generate merit. As we know, we need to generate merit in order to attain enlightenment. Merit being virtue or positive spiritual energy. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they find the bliss that is especially sublime. May all beings never be parted from equanimity. And the seven-limb prayer is also to generate merit, and it is, in effect, a summary of the whole practice. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind to Guru, Medicine Buddha, and present clouds of every type of offering, actual and mentally transformed. I confess all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the virtues of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until cyclic existence ends and turn the wheel of Dharma for sentient beings. I dedicate all the virtue for the benefit of all sentient beings. So now we make an aspiration. Aspirations are very strong intentions to accomplish something with the full intention of actually doing it with the right motivation. And Dzongtso Kenzi Rinpoche says, when we do it with those conditions, that it is in effect already accomplished. It's just a question of time needs to go forward until that moment. So I prostrate, go for refuge, and make offerings to the fully realized destroyer of all defilements, completely perfected and enlightened being, who has realized the ultimate nature of all phenomena, Medicine Buddha, King of Lapis Light. May your vow to benefit all sentient beings now ripen for myself and others. From the state of emptiness, from Pam, comes a lotus, and from Ah, a moon mandala. Upon this appears my own mind in the aspect of the blue color Hung. From this, light rays radiate, making offerings to all Arya beings and accomplishing the welfare of sentient beings. These collect back and completely transform into Medicine Buddha. Visualize the Medicine Buddha in front and slightly above you. Now, if you have received the empowerment, you can also visualize yourself as the Medicine Buddha. So you will then have two Medicine Buddha images, appearances. He is sitting on a moon disc, which rests in the center of an opened lotus, with his legs crossed in the Vajra, or full lotus position, with a blue-colored body, the deep blue of lapis lazuli, one face and two hands. His body is in the nature of light, clean, clear like a crystal. His right hand is in the mudra of supreme giving and holds a myrobalan plant. His left hand is in the mudra of meditative equipoise, holding a bowl filled with medicine nectar. He wears the three robes of a fully ordained monk. He is complete with all the signs and indications of a fully enlightened being. His face is peaceful and smiling, looking at all living beings in the universe with compassion and loving kindness. In your heart is the seed syllable Hung, surrounded by the mantra, Tayata Om Begatse Begatse Maha Begatse Ranza Samogati Soha. As you recite the mantra, visualize rays of light filling your body, radiating out in all directions from the syllables in your heart. The light rays pervade the sentient beings of all six realms and the bardo. Through your great love, wishing them to have happiness, and through your great compassion, wishing them to be free from all suffering, they are purified of all diseases, afflictions due to spirits, energy imbalances, mental disorders, negative karma, and obscurations. All sentient beings are transformed into the aspect of the medicine Buddha. So now we bless with this mantra. Three times, Om Ritsi Ramani Pagavatam, Om Ritsi Ramani Pagavatam, Om Ritsi Ramani Pagavatam. And then blow on your mala. This multiplies the effects of it. So we'll say the mantra 21 times. Tayata Om Begatsi Begatsi Ma Begatsi Renzo Samogati Soa Tayata Om Begatsi Begatsi Ma Begatsi Renzo Samogati Tayata Om Begatsi Begatsi Ma Begatsi Renzo Samogati Soa Ranza samogati soha tayata om begatse begatse ma begatse Ranza samugate zo. Then you blow on your mala, put it on your crown, receive the blessings. And now we make our prayers of request. I beseech you, Bhagavan Medicine Guru, whose sky-colored holy body of lapis lazuli signifies omniscient wisdom and compassion as vast as limitless space, please grant all beings your blessings. I beseech you, compassionate medicine guru, who hold in your right hand the king of medicine, symbolizing your vow to help all pitiful sentient beings plagued by the 424 diseases, please grant all beings your blessings. I beseech you, compassionate medicine guru, who hold in your left hand a bowl of nectar, symbolizing your vow to give the glorious undying nectar of the Dharma, that eliminates the degenerations of sickness, old age, and death. Please grant all beings your blessings. At this point, we can make our own special request. So now we recite the mantra of dependent origination, which seals the practice with emptiness, and it is said that it assures the result. Om ye dharma hetu prabhava hetu ntaganta takata heva titikan sainer orda evam wadi mahashramana ye soha. It's a given that we make mistakes when we do the practices. We either mispronounce, we get the words wrong, we forget a thing, or we add a thing. It's just a given. So in order to purify those mistakes, if you have time, you do the long version of the 100-syllable mantra, but we will do the short version three times, which is on the screen, Om Benza Sattu Hum, Om Benza Sattu Hum, Om Benza Sattu Hum. May I be forgiven for all mistakes. So Geshe Thachi Namgyo said that when we do that, the practice that we have done becomes perfect. Even though we made some mistakes and we bless it like that, we have done a perfect practice, and we should think, oh, I did a perfect practice. Wow, that's cool. Yeah. Give yourself a pat on the back. And then, as always, in our practices, we conclude with dedication. So the merit that we've created is not lost the next time we create on virtue. So I dedicate the merit for the benefit of all beings. By all the merit of these thoughts and words, may I and every being to whom I am linked, when these imperfect forms are cast away, be born miraculously in the realm of bliss, crossing the 10 stages directly after birth. May emanations fill the 10 regions in service for the benefit of all. Bodhicitta's precious, may it arise where it has never risen and where it has arisen. May it ever grow and flourish for the benefit of all. Sarva Mangalam. So just a word about that dedication. When we say, be born miraculously in the realm of bliss, that means a Buddha realm. So there are many, many Buddha realms. Actually, every Buddha has their own Buddha realm, but sometimes they congregate in places like Akanishta and other places. So by aspiring to be born in a Buddha realm, to actually attain that kind of rebirth in a Buddha realm, it's basically you're guaranteed to become enlightened, because in the Buddha realms, it's very, very easy to practice. As soon as you have a negative thought, a big honking bell rings really loud and everybody knows you had a negative thought, and that's probably the last time you're ever going to do it because everybody knows. And also, there's all these Buddhas that they're teaching, and you're there receiving these teachings, purifying your mind, and essentially you're home free. So it's an aspiration that's seen and practiced a lot. And most practices have some variation on the Buddha realm. So we have aspired here in our dedication to be born miraculously in the realm of bliss, crossing the 10 stages directly after birth. But what are the 10 stages? Those are the 10 bhumis, or the 10 grounds. These are the 10 levels that very, very, very advanced bodhisattvas reach and have incredible miraculous powers and abilities. They're typically called the bhumis, B-H-U-M-I-S. Here it's called 10 stages. The literal translation of bhumi is ground, but it's a level that you can sort of stand on and you don't go backwards. Once you're there, you don't regress. You go forward, okay? So we want to be born immediately, crossing the 10 stages directly after birth. That means rebirth. We're aspiring, we're praying that we immediately be born and cross all of the 10 stages, boom, boom, just like that, into the Buddha realm, the pure realm. So that's the aspiration. We got to go fast because our mother sentient beings are suffering, right? And then we say, may emanations fill the 10 regions of service for the benefit of all. Well, the emanations that we're talking about are Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who emanate to help sentient beings. And what are the 10 regions? North, south, east, west. And then northeast, southeast, southwest, northwest, up and down. Those are the 10 directions. So in other words, everywhere, anywhere. May Buddhas emanate everywhere and benefit sentient beings. That's the end of that aspiration. And then bodhicitta. We aspire that it arises and flourishes. And sarva mangalam just means may it all be auspicious. It's like, yeah. So that's a common conclusion, the sarva mangalam. This you can read on your own. It's on the website, the long mantra, the dharani. And on the website it explains what is a dharani and so on and so forth. So if you haven't explored those things, also how to bless medicine. By the way, medicine includes vitamins, you know, supplements, food, water, that's all medicine. So there's a practice there that you can use for blessing your medicines and your supplements and so on. It empowers them, makes them even more effective, get double your money's worth. So we can turn the text off, I think, and open up the mics if anybody wants to say anything or ask anything or complain. The complaint department is now open.
Just wondering, my brother-in-law passed away, you know. Should I continue practicing medicine Buddha for him? He's gone past the 49 days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a common question, actually. And the answer is yes. Keep going, because the benefit is there wherever he is. So even if it's been 10 years or 100 years, keep going, keep practicing. And don't worry, it'll arrive, special delivery, wherever they are.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What about during cremation? Is there a prayer for that?
Lamas have ceremonies that they can do, some of them brief, some of them elaborate. They do exist. It just depends on the circumstances and the Lama. But yes, but in any case, Medicine Buddha always suffices. And that's not my opinion. I mean, Lama Zopa actually says that.
Yeah.
It's a practice that's good for everything, and a lot of people don't know that because they see the word medicine and they think, oh, this is when you're sick. Which it is, but it's way, way, way more than that. And if you read the extensive aspirations of the eight medicine Buddhas, there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of them, and they include things like you're broke, you're in jail, you committed crimes, you know, you name it. There's plenty of suffering, you know, and medicine Buddha's good for all of those. And also, Lama Zopa said that people who practice this and promote this will be assisted by the devas, by the goddesses and, you know, heavenly beings. And I believe that. And people who do this practice can tell you stories of the practice. I don't like to do it because it kind of sounds like bragging, but it's not bragging. It's just a testimonial to it. But I always say, don't take my word for it. Do the practice. And then you have your own experience. But this comes directly from the Buddha. It's in the sutras. There are three Medicine Buddha sutras, and the mantras and the dharani and the aspirations and the explanations and so on and so forth. So this is definitely authentic practice, and it's a little bit unusual. Some of you may have heard this before. It's a little bit unusual because it's a combination of sutra and tantra. So it actually originates from the sutras, but when you start doing things like visualizing yourself as the Buddha, that gets into tantra. This is a kind of a hybrid practice, which is a little bit unusual, but don't worry, it's authentic.
Sure. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we do this practice on the Medicine Buddha day according to the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar. So if you have a lunar calendar, you can look ahead and see when the next one's going to be. And then notices will be sent out very close to the actual date. Okay, any other comments? So thank you all, and please do the practice.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Excellent. Bye-bye.